June 6, of course, was the anniversary of D-Day, the passage of D-Day. You know, we've lost most of our World War I veterans, but a lot of World War II veterans are still around. One of them is Army medic Bernard Friedenberg, and his memory of the boy on the beach, according to Fox News. Friedenberg was just 22 when he took part in a storied invasion of Normandy, hitting Omaha Beach with the 16th Regiment of the 1st Infantry Division, otherwise known as the Big Red One. Moments after reaching the heavily fortified French coastline as Nazi artillery rained down, Friedenberg found a young, mortally wounded soldier gasping his last breath. He was shot through the chest, and as he would breathe, the air would blow out his chest, so I had to see off the wound. At the same time, I was hearing medic from other soldiers. It was a massacre, absolute massacre, and he was in the middle of it. Faced with the dilemma of continuing to treat the wounded soldier or turning to others, Friedenberg gave the soldier morphine and moved on. It's a decision that still haunts the 90-year-old New Jersey man long after the invasion. It was really tough. I have some terrible memories. I was patching up guys right and left and then all sides of me. So here's to the heroes of D-Day. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do what we all do today. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.